Or he didn't care.
Exactly. Exactly. If somebody gave you a ride, you might give somebody a ride to town and they'd say, oh, I really appreciate your trouble. And you might say, well, that's okay, because
I was going this way anyway.
Yeah. How do you pick up on things so well? It's amazing to me. If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, something you've been trying to make up your mind about, you'd say, well, I can't make up my mind, but I've really been
thinking.
Yeah, and would you say thinking about it, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were discussing something with a friend, what would you say you were doing with him? You'd say, I was
discussing, talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let me see if there's anything else in here that I forget before I go on. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody
what time it was,
and then they would look at their
watch.
Uh-huh. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, it'd say it's
p.m.
Okay, and if you were, another way of saying 7:30 would be, instead of saying it's 7:30, you might say it's, okay, if you were using
a quarter, it's
half past
7.
Right. And another way of saying 7:45 would be
a quarter to 8.
Right. Okay, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, yeah, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
Would you say quite a while? I've been doing that
for quite a while.
And you might say, business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it'll be better this year. And if a little child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he was 3 years old. And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the look of those dark clouds. And on a day when the sun is shining, there's no clouds, what kind of day would you say that was?
A fine, sunny day.
Would you ever call it a pretty day?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd say that it's really a
pretty day.
And now on the opposite kind of day, if it's
ugly.
Okay. Now, if it's been pretty, and then the clouds come in and you think it's going to rain, you'd say the weather is
changing.
Mm-hmm. And now if it's the opposite, if it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say
it's
the weather
clearing up.
Uh-huh. Now, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in his clothes. Or somebody might, or if you were handing a child some clothes, would you say, here's your clothes, or would you say, here are your clothes? How would you say that?
Here's your clothes.
Okay. And if you were talking about a lot of people who think something, would you say, there's lots of people who think, would you say, there are lots of people who think it, or would you say, there's lots of people who think that?
There's lots of people who think it.
And there might be a little boy who acted like he's afraid of you, and you'd say, don't be afraid. I
won't hurt you.
Yeah. If you're having an argument with somebody, you were sure that you were right, and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right, you'd say, well, I'm right.
I'm right, Emma.
I mean, yeah, very good, very good. You heard old people talk about the old days, and they'd say, boy, now,
those were the days.
Old days.
Yeah, the old days.
Now, if somebody said, did you just slam that door, you'd say, no, it
wasn't me.
Yeah, you're so good. You were talking about a heavy rain that just lasts for a little while. You'd say it was a
pour down.
Okay. How about if there's lightning and thunder with the, you'd say you're having a
rainstorm.
Yeah, that would be a rainstorm if it was thunder and lightning and everything. Now if the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blows.
And then you'd say, over the past year, several times it has